It's time to catch up on what's happening in Tumby Bay. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Keith. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. What is happening with the kids at the moment?
Oh, well, we're really busy at the moment. While the kids are on holidays, we are working with our local youth to plan a really exciting event for Eyre Peninsula youth in Tumby Bay at the end of Term 3. It's called EP Youth Con, The Resilience Effect. And it's a two-day event for senior school students to come and hear from some really inspiring speakers like AFLW star Aaron Phillips and our local AFL star Luke Partington, and some organisations like YouthOps SA, West Coast Youth and Headspace. And the idea is that we're going to give our senior school students some tools and inspo to become more resilient and confident with their futures while they're looking towards going out of school into the workforce or further study. It's a bit of a, can be a bit of a tough time. I don't know about you, but do you remember leaving school?
I absolutely remember leaving school. I couldn't believe my luck when I got the sleep-ins and then couldn't believe how bad it was having to go 9 to 5, not 9 to 3.
Yes, exactly. And then on top of that, our kids these days are dealing with a lot more stuff. There's, you know, COVID makes things a bit more uncertain and, yeah. So that's going to be really exciting. September, end of Term 3, so stay tuned for details on that.
And in the meantime, what's happening on the musical front?
Yeah, July is going to be pretty huge in Tumby. We've got Adelaide Guitar Festival here on July 17th. So on that Saturday, there's a great lineup of gigs from 1 p.m. all the way through to the evening. It's all free at different events. Different venues around Tumby Bay. So great day to come and visit Tumby. There's been a lineup change. One of the artists, Leisha Louise, is unable to enter the state because of COVID restrictions. So there's a blues folk artist called Jimmy Bay who's going to take her spot at the final gig with a guy called Max Savage at Tumby Hall from 7:30 p.m. that evening. It'll be amazing. July 17th, that one.
And what's happening the following week up at Lipson?
Yep, Lipson putting on a big show on Sunday, July 25th. So get out there from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. for a great day out. They've got all sorts planned. Art exhibitions, car boot sales stalls, local produce, morning teas, sausage sizzles, you name it, they're doing it. So great day to visit Lipson.
And Illuminate is coming to Tumby Bay in August.
It is. We're so excited about this. People might be seeing Illuminate in Adelaide City at the moment or down at, was at Mount Gambier before that. They are bringing all sorts of installations of art, light and fun to Tumby between the 13th and the 21st of August. And on both weekends of that time, Tumby will do what Tumby does best, put on entertainment, food and fun for kids of all ages in some hub areas and around where these where the Illuminate attractions are going to be. So those two weekends between 13th and the 21st of August, get up to Tumby and come and see us.
Certainly would do that. And if you do have any further questions or if you'd like more information, you can look up the Tumby Council Facebook page or head along to tumbybay.sa.gov.au. Amy, thank you very much for joining us. And if we don't catch you tomorrow, then we'll catch you again in about a month's time.
Absolutely. Thanks, Keith.